Farmers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Wheat Farm.
NFL personnel departments do their best to build quality, deep football teams that are not dependent on one single player. Yet most clubs, even the good ones, struggle to win without that key player. And it's the same player on every team, the quarterback.
In today's NFL, a dominant Hall of Fame quarterback can lift all three phases of a football team: offense, defense, special teams. The Indianapolis Colts won 10 games in 2010 and made the playoffs for the ninth consecutive season. The following year, Peyton Manning missed the season due to a neck injury, and the Colts went 2-14. All they won was the top pick in the draft that next April. In 2011, the Chicago Bears started the season 7-3, lost quarterback Jay Cutler to a thumb injury, then dropped five in a row and lost their season. Since losing Aaron Rodgers to a collarbone injury on the opening drive of the Chicago contest 3 games ago, the high-scoring Green Bay offense has failed to score 20 points in any single game since. The Packers' defense has struggled since the Rodgers injury as well, giving up over 400 yards to both the Bears and Eagles, while the Giants were able to control the football for 35 minutes 14 seconds in their 27-13 win over the Packers last Sunday. The last time the Packers won, Rodgers and his offense held the football for more than 40 minutes, greatly aiding the defense in its challenge to contain Minnesota's great running back, Adrian Peterson. Quarterback is not the only injury for the Packers, but that injury is proving the most difficult to overcome.
For the first time in 2 decades, the Packers are playing without a dominant talent at the game's most critical position. They'll be favored to beat the lowly Vikings this week in Green Bay, but without A-Rod, nothing is certain. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.